Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. I feel good. It's Friday. Aren't you happy? It's almost through. Just get through today, and you got the weekend ahead of you. And I also feel good because guess who's in the house this morning? I've got Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic to talk about how he can help us feel good. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dr. Ben. Meg. Thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure to be up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with you.
And you are our expert, so if someone has a chiropractic question or an ache or a pain they're thinking about and maybe needs some help, text in your question at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, absolutely. I love answering all those questions we can get to. Text those in. I'll get to as many of those as we can this morning. Like Meg said, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic, and we're here today to talk about how to move better, feel better, and get you back to doing things you enjoy without relying on medications or invasive procedures. On this show, I want to focus on some real practical solutions for common issues, things like back pain, headaches, disc injuries, you know, what to do after an accident. And again, if you've got a question or it's something you're dealing with now or just something you've been curious about, I'd love to hear from you this morning. So again, text those questions in and I'll point you in the right direction. But first, you know, a lot of people have never even been to a chiropractor. And, you know, I see this every week. I get somebody that comes in and I always ask them, you know, have you ever even been to a chiropractor before? And, you know, I'd say about 10 to 20% of them say, no, this is my first experience in a chiropractic office. And most of the time it comes down to a few common reasons. You know, some people maybe just haven't needed it yet. They haven't had enough pain or problems to really look into going to see a chiropractor before. Other people maybe just don't really understand what chiropractic care is or how it works. So there's a little bit of uncertainty there. I also see a lot of patients who have been having pain, but maybe they've just managed it with some over-the-counter medications or they just try some rest or stretching. So they've never really explored any other options. And honestly, for some people, there's a little bit of nervousness or anxiety about coming in to see a chiropractor. They're not really sure what to expect, or they've heard different things about it over the years, and they're just a little skeptical or hesitant to go make that initial appointment. And I always tell patients, that's completely normal. My job is to make you feel comfortable, explain everything we're doing, and make sure we tailor care to what's going to work best for you. And what's really interesting is once people come in and experience it for themselves, they realize chiropractic care is really about helping the body function better, move better, and helping you heal naturally without jumping straight to the medications or invasive procedures, surgeries, or injections. All these things have different side effects, more risks with them, as opposed to just pushing your body to let it heal more naturally with some chiropractic care. So if you're listening right now and you've never been to a chiropractor before, let's walk through what exactly is going to happen on that first visit, because, you know, it's probably a lot more comfortable than most people imagine it.
I would think it was a little scary that first time. I've actually been to a chiropractor, but I remember the first time I was a little nervous because I wasn't quite sure what to expect.
And again, I see that all the time. I can kind of tell the people that have never been, they're looking around, they're, you know, I don't know what, you know, you can kind of tell these people that are green to chiropractic care. And our first visit really starts with a consultation. And I like to take my time with this stuff. This isn't a rushed 5-minute conversation. I need to understand exactly what's going on. So I ask questions, you know, when did this start? Was this an injury or an accident? Did it kind of just slowly come on over the years? What does the pain feel like? What kind of stuff makes it better? What do you do that's making it worse? Does it hurt to bend? Does it hurt to sit? How is it affecting your day-to-day life? Are you having trouble sleeping? Are you having trouble working, driving? Like, is it taking you out of the activities you enjoy doing? I see a lot of pickleball patients, people that like to go to the gym, people that want to get back to running, but they can't because their back or their knee or their foot is really preventing them from doing that stuff. So that's a really good time for me to kind of get the whole picture of what this pain is, not just, oh, you're here with back pain. All right, let's go. It's a lot longer conversation with that. And those questions are important because they help us figure out not just where the problem is, but why it's there and how it's impacting that overall function. which is going to give me good insight into whether your condition can actually be helped through chiropractic care or if this is something I'm going to have to refer you to another type of doctor for. Because not everybody with back pain is actually a good candidate for chiropractic care. And that consultation is a really good time for me to determine if you're one of those patients that I can help or if I need to refer you out to another doctor. Some people come in and they've already had x-rays or MRIs. Maybe they've been to their primary care doctor and they tried the medication, the muscle relaxer, the anti-inflammatory. They got an x-ray or an MRI. And I help break down those confusing radiology reports. You know, patients come in and they say, hey, it says I've got a disc bulge or degeneration, and they aren't really sure what that means. So taking time to explain that stuff in plain English, I'll show you, you know, I've got all sorts of models and pictures, so you kind of understand what we're looking at and connect it back to that radiology report so it makes more sense because, you know, those radiologists write in a different language. It's very specific language. It makes a lot of sense if you know what you're looking at, but if you don't, it can be really confusing. From there, we go into an examination. How is your spine moving? How is your shoulder moving? Your knee, you know, whatever that area of complaint is, we have to see you move. That's a big part of it. How are the muscles functioning? Is there any nerve involvement? Are you getting symptoms that travel down your leg or are they traveling down your arm? Are you getting numbness in your arm or hand? You know, a lot of people come in and they don't connect that back to the spine where those nerve roots are, where those disc herniations are. They just say, it's my arm that's going numb. I have a problem with my arm, but they don't realize that that's coming from the neck or that pain down your leg is really coming from the lower back. And then the most important part, we sit down and walk you through everything. What we found during the exam, what it means, and then what are your options for care with this? You know, if chiropractic care is appropriate, we'll kind of outline this care plan to help you get better as efficiently as possible.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Dr. Ben McMillan is here telling us all about what that first chiropractic visit might be like for you. So if you have a question, he is with the Neal Clinic, and he can certainly help you. But text that in this morning at 850-437-1620.
And that's a really important part of your care plan, is actually giving you the answers, helping you understand your body, and really putting you in control of your health. There's a lot of research that shows that patients who understand their condition actually get better results. When people know what's causing their pain, what that imaging means that they had done, why they're doing a specific treatment, you know, they're more consistent with their treatments, they're more engaged, and they actually recover faster with fewer long-term issues than people that if you just, you know, say, oh, okay, you're here with back pain, this is what I'm going to do, I'll see you next week. You know, if we explain that stuff, you get better results. And that's why we spend so much time educating our patients. It's not just about the explanation. It's about helping them achieve meaningful outcome. Educated patients don't just feel more confident. They actually heal better than people that don't get that patient education. So what's next? We've had that consultation. We know what's going on. What does the treatment actually look like? Like, what can you expect when you come into the Neal Clinic? Treatment is focused on helping your body move better, reducing inflammation and pain, and then that stuff is going to help you heal as efficiently as possible. And at our clinic, that's typically going to include a combination of adjustments, laser therapy, and sometimes some electrical stimulation. With the adjustments, the goal is to restore the proper motion to those joints in the spine. When a joint isn't moving the way it should, what it's going to do is put extra stress on those surrounding joints and the muscles that surround that area. And sometimes it can irritate those nerves nearby. And over time, that's what's going to lead to that stiffness, that pain, and then you're going to lose function occasionally. Like if your back was just stiff before when you got up from a chair, now it's really painful, like transitioning from that seated to standing position. Or maybe walking, you used to be able to walk a mile or two, and now, you know, you can barely get around the block before your back starts to ache and you want to turn back around and go home. And these adjustments, they're very specific and controlled. It's not really so much about the force, it's about precision. By improving how those joints move, what we do is we're taking the pressure off those surrounding tissues. We're helping those muscles relax that are really tight to allow the body to function the way it's designed to. Because when those joints aren't moving properly, you're going to try and get the range of motion from somewhere else. And it's going to turn a low back thing into a hip pain, into an upper back thing. Your whole body's connected. So when one area doesn't move well, It's just a matter of time before you start to feel pain elsewhere. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a knee pain turn into hip pain, turn into back pain. It's like that song we learned when we were little, right? The hip bone's connected to the leg.
Yeah, I remember that song. Yeah. I don't want to be humming it now.
No, and that'll get stuck in your head really quickly.
Right, right.
But it's very true. The body's connected, so don't let one thing turn into multiple. Now, a lot of people are familiar with that traditional hands-on adjustment, but what many people don't realize is there's also an effective, more gentle option available. And one of the primary techniques we use is called the activator method, which uses this small handheld instrument to deliver a very precise low force adjustment to the area. And that's a really great option for patients that may be a little hesitant or they're more sensitive or just prefer a gentler approach. And what this instrument does is it allows us to be extremely specific with the correction to the joint. And we don't have to do that twisting or popping that some people typically associate with chiropractic care. I've spent years training in this technique, and I have to take courses every year to refine it because the more precise we can be, it gives our patients better outcomes. And what we see consistently with this is that when you store proper motion to the spine, and whether that's with a manual adjustment or instrument-assisted, the patients move better. Your pain's going to decrease, and you're able to get back to normal activities much faster. And that's really the goal. Can we get you back to living the life that you want to without pain? And that's the best part. When patients come back in and they say, hey, I was able to go back and play tennis. I used to not be able to do that. I signed up for a tennis league. I was really concerned I wasn't going to be able to get out there and play. I played two or three times last week, and I didn't hurt at all. That's the best feeling. I love when patients come back in with those success stories, and we see it all the time at the clinic. Another question I get a lot is, how do you decide whether it's I should use the manual adjustment, or do you think I'd be a better candidate for the activator adjustment? And that answer is it really depends on the patient. For some patients, you know, typically those who are younger, maybe you're more mobile or just dealing with a little bit more straightforward joint restriction compared to, you know, significant nerve involvement, a traditional hands-on adjustment can work really, really well and give those patients quick relief. But for other patients, or maybe somebody who's more sensitive, or you're dealing with a significant amount of pain after something like a car accident, or you've got a disc injury that's pressing on one of those nerves, or maybe you're just one of the people that is really scared or doesn't want your neck or back popped or cracked, the activator is often a much better fit for these patients. It's very gentle, very precise, and a very effective way to allow me to target the exact area without putting extra stress on the surrounding tissues. At the end of the day, though, it's not about one method being better than the other. It's about using the right tool for the right patient. And that's where having multiple techniques really allows us to personalize care and get the best results possible. The technique should fit the patient and not the other way around. We're not trying to put everybody into one group or the other. What's going to work best for you is what I want to do. I'm on your team, and whatever we can do to help you and make you more comfortable and get you out of pain, that's the techniques that we're going to use. Another really powerful tool that we use in the clinic all the time is our Class 4 laser. I've talked about this up here before, but this thing allows us to see some of the most meaningful changes, and especially for patients dealing with those disc injuries or that radiating pain. Again, you've got these discs that are between each spinal vertebra in your spine, and those things are kind of like shock absorbers, but sometimes they can press out onto those nerve roots that exit from either side of your spine, and the nerve roots in your neck travel down your arm and into your hand, and the ones in your lower back travel all the way down your leg. And so if you're experiencing that arm pain or numbness or pain coming down your leg, or your foot's asleep all the time, or it feels like it's tingling, that's oftentimes a sign that we've got something going on in the back or the neck, and it's probably coming from a disc or definitely an irritated nerve root in that area. What the laser does is it delivers a powerful dose of this very specific wavelengths of red light deep into the tissues to stimulate the body at a cellular level. And what it does is it reduces inflammation, it's going to decrease pain, and improve circulation to help accelerate that healing process.
We just had a question come in on the text line at 850-437-1620 here at Pep Talk. And the question is, ooh, does the laser hurt? Because
yeah.
You have those James Bond movie images of lasers.
that, you know, when I have these new patients back and I start talking about laser therapies and electrical stimulation, I get that look of like, oh my gosh, what have I got myself into?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, the laser is oftentimes my patient's favorite part of the whole experience.
Okay.
What you're going to feel is like a gentle warmth sensation. The light, it's not the warmth that's helping it, but the light has to be strong enough to penetrate deep into your body, into those tissues. And by us using a powerful light like that, it's just going to generate heat as a byproduct. So it's actually the specific wavelengths of light that is causing the healing, but you're going to feel like a warm massage is all it really is. The massage part's coming from the head of the laser. We have it's like a cone, so that way the light doesn't, you know, go out all over the room. We're just focusing it on that area. And again, patients love that. It feels great. It lasts anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes, depending on the body part that we treat. Everybody comes out and says, I get two questions when they leave the laser room. Can I do this all over my body? And can I take that thing home with me? Right. Is what everybody comes out of there asking. No, it's very comfortable. It doesn't hurt at all. And, you know, again, this laser therapy is really important for those patients who have that disc injury or those radicular symptoms, because that's when you might feel that pain that's traveling. And in those cases, that inflamed or irritated nerve really needs to be calmed down. And by using that laser therapy and calming down that nerve and reducing the surrounding inflammation, we can do that with this laser therapy. It's not invasive. There's no side effects to this thing, like taking some of the medications or having no surgeries. You know, it's incredible to see these people that can't sleep, or they can't, you know, get in their car without pain shooting down their leg. They're hesitant to take the trip because, hey, I got to sit on an airplane for 5 hours, but I'm really nervous about this because I can't, you know, sit for more than 15 minutes without my leg killing me. And we get great success with this thing for those patients, because if we can use the adjustments to decrease some of the physical pressure on that nerve, we can reduce the chemical irritation by using that laser therapy. You're going to start to feel that pain start to centralize. It's going to get closer to your back or your neck. It's going to stop traveling down there. And then it becomes a lot easier to get through your day. You know, a lot of patients tell us, hey, I'm finally able to sleep through the night. This pain isn't waking me up anymore, which is huge, because, you know, if we can get you sleeping better, that's the time when your body does a lot of that healing and repair, is when you're at rest. And if you're not getting good, consistent rest, it's going to make every day really, really difficult to get through. And again, the treatment itself is non-invasive. It's not a laser that's going to cut your skin open or anything. We're just using that powerful light to kind of penetrate into those areas of injury. And it's a nice, soothing warmth that only takes a few minutes. And when we combine that with the adjustments and the rest of the care plan, it's going to speed up that recovery process and get you back to normal life much sooner. You know, when we can calm down that irritated nerve and reduce inflammation, everything starts to improve from there. And then finally, we have that electrical stimulation therapy I was talking about. We use something called an interferential current at our clinic. A lot of people have heard of TENS units at home. That's those sticky pads you put on your back, and it kind of sends this electrical signal through there. It feels like a tingling sensation, which the interferential therapy really helps calm down those muscle spasms and reduce pain. And the difference between that and a TENS unit is the TENS units are designed to kind of scramble that pain signal from the peripheral nerves out in your body back up to that central nervous system in your brain. And they do a great job at that. They are great for home use. If you have to, you know, if your back is killing you when you sit down and you've got an hour meeting you've got to get through, put the TENS unit on and it will help decrease that pain. As soon as you take that TENS unit back off, though, the pain kind of comes back in 10 or 15 minutes because you haven't really done anything to help your body heal. You're just kind of masking that pain for a few minutes so you could get through that meeting. But they are really good, again, to use for home because they don't have any of the side effects like taking medication every day.
We have a nice comment that just came in on the text line from Janet. She says, good to hear Dr. Ben again. The best care and the class 4 laser is the bomb for helping heal aches and pains, not just your back.
Yeah, I mean.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you. Thank you for texting in, Janet. Yeah, I mean, we treat all sorts of stuff with the laser therapy. We treat knees, plantar fasciitis, carpal tunnel. Because it just uses your body's natural healing mechanisms, we're able to use it to treat a wide variety of conditions, not just neck pain, not just back pain. We use it all over the body on a daily basis. I know I've got two people coming in with knee pain later today that we're using this laser therapy for, and they've gotten significantly better. One of them's back out there golfing again. I mean, it's
wow.
It's incredible what this thing is able to do. But that electrical stimulation, that interferential current, we're reducing the muscle spasms in that area, we're reducing the pain, and it just sends that mild electrical signal through that area to help those muscles relax and improve blood flow. And many patients kind of describe this as like a tingling, like almost like a light massage sensation. Again, when we start talking about electrical stimulation therapy and laser therapy, none of this stuff hurts. I get it sounds a little intimidating, but no, people would not come in to do this if it hurt over and over again. But the key is we're not just doing one thing. We're combining therapies to treat and address these problems from multiple angles to get you better as fast as we can. And that's the key. What's going to help, you know, one patient get better from their condition may not be exactly what we do for your condition. So if you're, you know, walking through the clinic and see somebody doing something, you know, you're not going to be doing that exact same thing because maybe your condition's slightly different. And sometimes, you know, that's where I tried to treat this on my own and I just looked it up online and I did this, you know, stretch and this exercise. That's where people get in trouble sometimes because, yeah, there's, if you just look up on Google, you know, back pain or stretches for back pain, you're going to get a ton of results. And while some of these are really good stretches for back pain, it may not be the stretch that's good for your back pain. And you could actually be making that a whole lot worse. And that's the last part of the treatment plan is getting you to do some home care. What can we have you doing at home to help me help you? Can we avoid some of those activities that are causing this pain over and over again? You know, you'd be surprised how often I see people bend their elbow over and over again. And they say, you know, Dr. McMillan, it really hurts when I do this. And my, you know, I said, well, why don't we stop doing that? you know, that's step one. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's stuff that you wouldn't even think about. Like no one ever taught you how to sleep in a bed. No one's ever taught you how to get up and down out of a chair. We just instinctively, hey, I lay down in bed and whatever I can get comfortable and go to sleep. That's what I do. And that's what I've been doing for the last 50 years. But if you're sleeping in the wrong position every single night for hopefully six to 8 hours every night, over time that can lead to a lot of problems. If you're getting up and down out of a chair and it's really hurting, making sure that you're doing that the proper way and not putting too much stress on the spine as you stand up can really make a big difference in how quickly you get better. Because imagine if you had a scab on your arm and every time, you know, you look down at that scab, you scratch it off. If every time you got up and down out of a chair, you scratch that scab off, it's going to take it forever to heal. And that's what's happening when you're having that pain doing those activities. If you just keep getting pain when you're doing something, you're just re-aggravating that area, starting that inflammatory process over again, and it's going to take a lot longer to heal than if I can show you how to do those things properly. Meg's giving me that sign I've run out of time again this morning. But before I want to go, I want to leave you with this. Again, your body's designed to heal, but sometimes it needs the right support and the right guidance to do that effectively. Whether it's something recent like a car accident or something that's been bothering you for months or even years, don't ignore those warning signs. Go get that stuff treated. If you want my opinion on whether your issue is chiropractic or not, give us a call, 850-479-2700, or online at neaalclinic.com, neaalclinic.com. Thanks again for having me on this morning, Meg.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. Always I learn so much when you're here. This is Pep Talk.